This is President John Adams, and you're listening to Derivative.
I tend to say the same things.
Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
It feels derivative.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle when you can print somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Very meta and annoying and derivative.
Not original, uninspired.
I'm derivative as hell.
Hey, everybody, it's Jerry. This is Derivative. It's July 2020. Just wanted to check in with you, see how y'all are doing, holding up here during the quarantine. I haven't recorded an episode in a little bit, so just thought it'd be a good time to catch up and say hi. So hope you're all doing well and making good use of your time and staying sane. I have been working quite a lot, not listening really to podcasts or have much time to do anything like that. I have been trying to find ways to be productive, though, during this time, aside from working. And I remember when I was 13 years old, I think, I asked for a Rubik's Cube because I really wanted to solve it, and I ended up getting like three or four of them that year. It was like what everybody gave me. So pretty poor planning on my part in terms of asking for gifts. But I never could solve the damn thing. I think I tried for a few days and just got ticked off and put the thing on a shelf. I might have even bailed once and tried to peel the stickers off and just solve it that way. So I thought, hey, it's quarantine. Why don't I do that? So I'm proud to say that now I can solve a Rubik's Cube in like 60 seconds, making good use of my quarantine time here. So at the next Jingle Fest, that'll be my stupid human trick. I'll just stand there singing jingles and solving Rubik's Cubes. I also have been trying to find some time to play some music and try to find an outlet that way. Not so much writing the jingles, since I haven't been listening to Tony's show or really any shows, frankly. So I don't have a lot of source material to write new stuff. But I have been trying to play guitar and piano and really been getting a lot more into just rudimentary, rough, basic piano playing. A few years ago, Michelle taught me a little trick of playing chords that unlocked kind of piano playing for me. I'd never really thought of it that way, having taken piano lessons for years, but really just being able to read and memorize patterns and chords and all that stuff in the piano. I never really paid attention to the chord structure and what made a major or minor chord and the roots and inversions, and none of that stuff really mattered to me. I just looked at the sheet music, and if I wanted to play a Billy Joel song, I'd spend a few weeks memorizing how to play all the exact chords on the exact sheet music and had no real feel for what I was doing at all. But anyway, so thanks to that little tiny trick of just how you take a root chord and go up four half steps and up three half steps to be able to play a bass chord, I was able to do that. And so I spent a lot of time just jamming on songs. And I'm hoping that when we do get back together for the next Jingle Fest, whenever that might be, that I can have at least one set. And it might just be my little hand jammed chord songs, but at least one set, just playing the piano and being able to actually have a live performance of something. And so in the spirit of that, here is a version of All Your Favorite Restaurants. I added a second verse in honor of Jingle Fest. This is just me hand jamming on the piano in my living room. So it sounds like a bootleg because I recorded this on my cell phone and I'm going to play it back here. So forgive the audio quality. Hopefully this sounds good to you. This is All Your Favorite Restaurants, the live extended version, quarantine edition.
Chatter served up hot French fries to folks from all around the country, from Charlottesville to California. The last time I went there, they handed out free pints to my whole party. It seemed odd that they were giving them away. I hope to show Kevin Sheehan sometimes does the weather. I hope the world hears the same orange man who wants everything for free. And may all your favorite restaurants last forever. I always thought Tony's restaurant would end up in the toilet. And fittingly, those toilets never worked. What kind of person person makes fun of someone else's business failure. I guess that takes a special kind of jerk. I hope the show without an audience still hands out Chinese meat. I hope that Kippy Sheeman sometimes does the weather.
So I hope to see you real soon at Jingle Trek when we reschedule that, and hopefully I can play that and maybe a few other tunes. And speaking of Jingle Trek, Joe Arrow posted a post-Jingle Show jingle, and so I wanted to share that here. I'm going to try to play these live from another computer, as I've done for a few of my pop-up shows. I think this should work so that I can listen along in real time with you and hopefully make some commentary or laugh along with it. We'll see if this works. This is Joe Arrow with Jason Fewes, a Jingle Trek fantasy.
I'm here in Tennessee. I'm down at the saloon. I thought that you'd be here by now. I'm staring at the stage, looking for some swag. I'd like a box of that somehow. Isn't anyone coming to join me?
I love this. This is great.
Am I in Nashville alone? 'Cause there's no brand wise, no songs about private lies. There's no Robert Buckley Grammy, no Shanghai coup. I drove 400 miles to Jason Fewes. Guess I'm screwed.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so good. There, you know, there actually was one jingler who showed up in Nashville, I think, for a family event that weekend and took a selfie out front of the Doghouse Saloon. So we'll see if you can guess who that person was. But there was somebody actually there for Jingle Fest, even though I think the restaurant was closed and none of us were there. So that was great. That's Joe Arrow with a Jingle Trek song. I always love the songs that come out of the show and about the show, and you know, Tony in the audience or everybody almost getting electrocuted in Kilroy's. So let's go back and look at some other jingles here from the past few months. Maybe feature some folks who have been submitting songs. So let's go back and let's see what this is. I saw on Twitter that this was several folks, I think there were 7 or 8 people, maybe. So a lot on Twitter, I mean, given the limited interaction that I see on there, said that this was one of the all-time best jingles ever. This is the ultimately, I don't know what you call them, great, forgettable, inimitable, I can't even speak, apparently, Brad Weiss with Uncle Benny's Last Bequest. Okay, it's got some Elton John here.
Boys and girls, welcome to my table, where we'll try to do a podcast for as long as we are able. We'll kill a solid hour here, so stick around. It's nominally a sports show, but there's even less of that now. Jesse and Michael, social distancing, we're properly all spaced out at Uncle Benny's Last Bequest. All of my cousins, well, they took straight cash, but Benny left the wood for me, because that show did work to get me furniture, and now it's sitting in my dining room. It's Uncle Benny's Last Bequest.
All right, so that seems like it's a song about dining room furniture where Tony's recording his podcast these days, is Uncle Benny's Last Bequest. That's the great Brad Weiss there. That was wonderful. All right, now here's one that looks interesting. This is from Joe Arrow about moving on from the Redskins name. You know, I went to Miami University, and in my freshman year, I think. It was pretty soon after I got there, right around that time. We changed the name from Redskins to this fictional Red Hawk character. Pretty cheesy corporate logo as well. But me being, you know, 19 or whatever, I said, hey, this is great. And I always, as someone from Ohio, had found it very odd that the Washington Redskins name was what it was. I mean, just from a distance, that seemed very bizarre. That's, you know, kind of an offensive name. Just like when I first moved here, it struck me as so strange that there was Jefferson Davis Highway and Robert E. Lee High School. I had not realized the legacy and the pride with which Virginia and Southern states and stuff dealt with these topics. It just wasn't something that had occurred to me growing up in the Midwest. So when I went to Miami, I was surprised to learn, hey, our name is Redskins too. That's interesting. So I really embraced that at first. And then as time went by, it was kind of it's such kind of a shame we had to change that. But, you know, I get it. And I thought it was amazing that the Redskins were able to hold on to that so long. I hope that the Indians, you know, Cleveland are able to hold on to that. I know that Chief Wahoo is pretty obviously an offensive character, given that a Wahoo can drink three times its body weight or whatever that is. And, you know, it's an Indian who notoriously have alcohol issues. That seems like a pretty terrible choice of a character. You know, hopefully Indians can stick around. And if not, you know, maybe we can be the Red Hawks as well or something. But anyway, hopefully, you know, the Redskins, as they go through their name change here, there's actually some pretty good options. I see that Joe is embracing the Red Wolves. I think that's a pretty awesome name as well. And all their little songs and marching band tunes stick with it. And Hail to the Red Wolves, all that stuff. That sounds pretty cool. So we'll see. I saw today they're also considering Sentinels and some other, you know, monuments and more generic things like Nationals to go along with the theme of Nationals, Capitals, whatever. But hopefully they do something like Red Wolves. I think that's cool. So let's check out this song by Joe Arrow called I'm Moving On. And this is a song I don't recognize at all. So I'm going to, sounds like Meatloaf, but I don't think it is. It could stand to have some kind of sad narrative intro, like a Righteous Brothers song or something, or talking, or a 1950s tune. All right, here's the song, I think.
We've cheered for the Hogs and we've hailed to the Diesel, a glorious past we will never forget. Now we need strength in these moments of weakness this owner has made us regret.
So true.
Tell me what's in a name trapped in the past for too long. I'm moving on. I backed up my team through the darkest of seasons. Maroon and black, Zorn, from shiny to jay. I've boiled all the eggs, now it's time that I face it. This football team just has to change. But I never dreamed the nickname would ever be gone. But I'm moving on.
That was really, really sad and beautiful. I see here now that's a song by Rascal Flatts, Hail to the Redskins, 1937 to 2020. And that was awesome, Joe. Yeah, that's, I get that letting go there. That's tough. But it was really captured well in that song. Did that make Tony's show? Let's see here in the details. No, it has not aired yet. I really hope that does. It's so good. Unfortunately, it's 2.5 minutes long, so it may be hard for Nigel to figure that out. I may have to send the radio editor to get that on, but that was fantastic. All right, let's go on here. We got, I'm going to play a song by KJ and then right into a song by John Fitzpatrick. So let's check out this one by KJ first.
I think about odd things. I'm walking. I think about odd things.
When I'm out walking, I think of odd things. Since it's quarantine, like I don't believe in drive-thrus. I like to walk in. Got no time for new magic.
Great lyrics. That's awesome.
I don't believe in drive-thrus.
I stop to let chassis piddle, and as my thumbs begin to twiddle, my thoughts drift to COVID-19.
Don't get close to anybody.
Just as we are resuming, I feel a presence looming. I scream, don't you dare walk up on me.
Don't you do that.
When I'm walking, I think of our things. It's not like I'm counting. I think of odd things that's so unlike me.
I think about odd things.
Oh, that was awesome, KJ. Totally love that one. All right, let's check out this one from John Fitzpatrick.
Drones working from our homes. Don't think I could zoom more.
Oh, awesome. A great quarantine song.
Clones, heads down in our phones. Social skills are done for. From his annex still delivers his rants.
Tony does, yes he does.
Like his listeners probably wearing no pants. Jones sinking like stones, can't afford that beach house.
Oh man.
Blown plans, you gotta scale back tone. There's always the browse about. Podcasting without wearing a band.
Is it pants? No, it's pair.
Kill that image, cause I just can't.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. That is so good. That was so smart. There was a debate. I don't know if that was referenced in the show that John was alluding to here, but I remember when Michael pretentiously referred to a pant at one point and got trashed on the message boards for it in the old cesspool. But that's a great callback if it's referring to that. Otherwise, if they actually were debating whether it's a pant or pants, that's wonderful. Oh my God. And that, the use of that, the alternation in lyrics between the two verses there, drones working from our homes and Dow Jones singing like stones, just so creative and such a great callback to Coldplay as well, kind of mimicking the original lyrics. And that clocked in at exactly 60 seconds. That is like a perfect jingle. So good. All right. So now let's follow it up with a jingle that I'm sure will exceed that. I have not listened to this yet. This is a track from Steve Lipton, so you know it's going to be good. Let's check this out. This is Kiuma Talk. I think it's about talking about camping. Set to Human Touch by, I don't know, who did that? UB40? It's some band that I'm unfamiliar with. Let's find out.
You and he were summer camp pretenders. Let me see if I've got this straight. Echo Lark changed to Westmont, remember, back in 92 and 93. Take 17 to 370, baby. Left, right, dirt road, Doyle's, and you've arrived. God knows why I'm still listening, maybe. I'll eat a 20-year-old egg one night. I was looking for anomaly, a sports show. But this camp stuff, I can't get enough. So by all means, you two keep on yakking. Give me a little Camp Kiuma Talk. Just a little Camp Kiuma Talk. Share a little Camp Kiuma Talk.
Oh, that was great, Steve. Actually, I was setting that one up to be a disappointment, and it actually turned out to be really good, so I feel bad now. Takes a special kind of jerk, as I said earlier. You know, in that I didn't reference this in the earlier song that I did, All Your Favorite Restaurants. When Chatter went under, I shared a joke somebody had made on Twitter rebranding Chatter as Shudder, because I thought that that was just such wicked black humor, and people were pissed about that. So, you know, I guess, as I said, it takes a special kind of jerk. I find humor in a lot of these things. Still not finding too much humor in, you know, the COVID-19 quarantine death as those numbers continue to terrify us all. But something like that, you know, as trivial as a restaurant closure, I think that hopefully folks can look back now. It's been, what has it been, a year, 2 years? It's been a while here. Hopefully folks can look back and find some humor in that. You know, one other thing that I really did not appreciate until recently is Hamilton. I have a real anti-establishment streak, as I think I've mentioned before, you know, drinking Pepsi instead of Coke or doing stupid things just to go against the grain, reading Cracked magazine instead of Mad magazine, just because that was the off-brand. And so when Hamilton came out, I really was irritated by the hype of a musical soundtrack being released, I think before the show was even out. Like, there was so much hype about it that just bothered me so much that how could this possibly live up to the hype around it? And then the fact that millennials were eating it up, that just made it even more unappealing. So I have avoided it like the plague. And so when the gang got together and did Tony Kornheiser Man, the Hamilton jingle, I could appreciate the skill of crafting those lyrics. And I thought that Luke and Jason and Rob, it just was amazing what they did and put that together and just weaving the whole story of Tony into that song. And yet I had no interest in learning any more about the show. So actually, I have a different opinion about that now that it was on Disney Plus and I've actually watched it. But I want to share, this is Luke Overby's, I think, one-person demo of Hamilton, and you can find this at littlesongs.net. It's called Tony Kornheiser Man Live, and this was released back in September of 2016. It's a single take, one person version of the Hamilton song, and Luke says that he was trying to do an abbreviated spoken word-like version of the song, something like Lin-Manuel Miranda's performance at the White House Poetry Jam before the musical even came out. So here it is, and there's a few tweaks from the original lyrics, so hopefully they're tweaks in a good direction, I imagine. Let's check this out. This is Luke Overby with Tony Kornheiser Man, the Hamilton song, live, one take.
How does an orange bald man, always full of bombast, a talking head on a local radio show, now podcast, who's often pontificating one percenter problems, also have a show millions are watching on Long Island. Estelle and Ira had a child, and in the midst of his first cry, he said, do you know who I am? As a juvenile, couldn't work the sippy cup. When he tried it, he slammed it with a plastic hammer, cried, that's it, then sent it flying. He grew guided by a desire to be a writer, so he penned opinion pieces on his teachers just to slide him. His bar mitzvah kinda insipid and uninspiring, cause he couldn't book the classics featuring Howard Feynman. He found another way to captivate the dollies. His classmates, John Nade, Tobin, Richard Pollitt, Brent Glass and Peter Lazarus, practiced from top to bottom to get on stage in pantomime lollipop and bonnets. To avoid ridicule, they got sent to sleepaway Camp Kiyuma, where an older Jew named Larry was the main man. Soon Larry would leave, a theme he would cultivate. But are you white or blue? Cause it's the break. And what's your name, cat? Tony Kornheiser Man. His name is Tony Kornheiser Rand. Soon he'll be babbling on your podcast, but not broadcast. In high school, Hewlett tended to be academic, but took driver's ed with Sue. Vision, hypothetic, esoteric. Then a truck came through at Mach 2. The Carter went kinetic, but Susan's not moved. What followed next was college at Harper up in Binghamton. Named for a professor up that Alexander Hamilton. The future institution for a guard that dealt a crack rock. But first the alma mater of a goddess at the snack bar. The windows were detached and through the gap would walk a stack blonde. Tony Gawk slack-jawed and stumbled back to land on. Pepsi sticks, Pepsi fizz, spraying from the can tops. Crumpled in a sopping pile of junk, but what a bad bot. In class on biology, Tony had missed the lab parts. He slacked off, the teacher said, if you know it, then you'll pass. These silly chimps become monkeys, so that's how he proved that. And soon the new grad would be a newsman. And the post readers jumped on the bandwagon for his columns. Then Monday night, till John Gruden made it awesome. A little who listens to him talking.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That was so good. So yeah, Hamilton, if you have not listened to it or watched the show, I don't know that it, for me at this point, having only watched it once, that there's a lot of songs I could find myself singing along to or want to hear again, you know, like Les Mis or West Side Story or something. But the craft of it, the it's just so, so good. And like any musical, I really had thought it was going to be all raps. And so the fact that there are actually songs in there, like the King George songs especially, I got to find a way to make those jingles, because those King George tunes, those are totally up my alley in the musical theater style. Fantastic. Also, the thing, and this is so stupid, but I've read a lot of biographies of presidents and the founding fathers especially, and the Hamilton, when he had his duel with Burr, one of the things that they say about that, one of the speculations, was that he planned to throw away his shot, meaning to intentionally miss. Now, whether that's true, I think is apocryphal, because he also, I believe, had rigged his gun to have a hair trigger, and the other one had like some certain amount of pressure he had to put on it to fire. So he had an advantage in the duel anyway. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the intent was there, but we all know how it ended. But anyway, that turn of phrase that he planned to throw away his shot, which is a term for missing. And then in the show itself, there is this theme of, I'm not going to throw away my shot, as this refrain that Hamilton keeps saying about his life and making the most of his life and taking advantage of every opportunity. And the choice, because I'm sure that was a choice, to seize on that phrase of Hamilton choosing to throw away his shot from the duel and then having that 180 degree of doing that, making a song about how he was always seizing every opportunity in his life and not throwing away his shot. Like, that's it. That's if somebody had just told me that, as somebody who obsesses over lyrics and the structure of all these things, I love that. That is just so perfect in terms of poetry and all this. And I think that really underscores the craft and love that, I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda, in terms of writing this thing, I'll have to watch it again, but I was just blown away by the depth and references and the way that little bits from that Hamilton biography by Chernow were captured in that show. It was just magnificent. I felt like I was watching that John Adams HBO series when I watched it. And I was really happy to see that little reference to John Adams and how much he resented Hamilton. Because my introduction to him as a founding father had been in the McCullough biography of John Adams, and how he viewed him in the way that many of the other guys in the play did, as, you know, this arrogant stoolie of George Washington. So anyway, if you have not seen it, if you have Disney Plus, if you have $7 to spend or whatever it costs right now, I highly recommend it. As somebody who was very skeptical with my own silly hang-ups on not trying to be part of the crowd, I was wrong. It is awesome, and I'm going to watch it again. I'll probably watch it 10 times now that I've seen it. And then I'll probably come back to you a year from now and say, oh yeah, I listen to these songs all the time. These are totally repeatable, even though right now I've just said like, oh yeah, I can't see myself possibly memorizing these 80 gazillion fast lyrics of how these things go. All right, so what else are we going to do here? I don't have any other content prepared. Let's take a quick look at littlesongs.net. So if you've not been there in a while, I really would encourage you to check it out. Send some feedback. I've been working on, or I had been working on, a mobile player version of Little Songs. I've got a version that sort of works, but is very limited in its features. And that hack of my source code from the ransomware that set me back quite a bit. So I'm debating whether to go forward and build that. I think the reason that I'm considering it is that the autoplay feature of the old TK jingles I thought was really useful when you're in the car. If you wanted just to play the recent songs, you hit play and it just autoplays one after another. And I removed that from Little Songs. And since I don't have access to the code, I don't really have a way to add it back. But that was a feature of the new player version, the little micro site that I've been working on. So if you have any thoughts, if there's features you'd like to see on this website, go there and check it out. Let me know. And also, the comments feature continues to be the best part of my day. As I've said before, social media updates are generally a drag. And even though I click on the refresh button repeatedly to see, oh, what's going on? Is there anything new? Those updates tend to be very soul-crushing in the way that social media is just so much negativity. And in general, Little Songs alerts are all positivity. So I love that stuff. Also, if you visit some of the postings on the Facebook page or the Patreon or whatever, and leave a comment or send email to ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. It's always appreciated. Also, if you'd like to leave a review of this show, any way you want to send me feedback, I love to get that feedback and hear what people think of what I'm doing here. And I'm doing my best to keep up with it. As I said, I've been really busy lately, and I think like many of you, the quarantine has taken quite a toll in terms of stress and availability and being here quarantined with these three gals who basically need my attention all the time has been a bit of a challenge. I'm looking forward to hopefully getting back to this. You know, I don't know when we'll ever get back to normal. The school system here was supposed to have 2 days in person starting up, and they just yesterday reneged on that, and it's going to be all virtual. So that's going to be a challenge. I'm hoping that we can find a way here to keep the teachers safe but still get the kids back there, because it's just so valuable for them to be out of the house, being with their friends. They're going a little crazy right now not having that access. So we'll see. Anyway, I hope you're all doing well. As you can hear, I'm doing okay. I'm going to go back to my Rubik's Cube and piano training, and hopefully I'll be back here soon. And send me your feedback. I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, via the email, whatever your mechanism in there. And hey, and while you're there, you know, buy a shirt or something. I've still got an attic full of stuff, and it's really cheap now because I'm really just trying to get rid of some of these old Jingle Fest shirts or Schwitz shirts or whatever as I move it out there. So I had recently, as you know, back in the spring, migrated all this stuff to the cloud. So all my hosting costs right now are supported via that and the various things that we have online. So if you want to support the show, that's how you do it. Otherwise, just a little note, that counts too. So thanks for listening. I will be back here soon and hopefully writing something soon. I'm going to try to get back into the Tony podcast once the sports start back up and see what's going on there. And every time I listen to Tony, it inspires me to write a song. Just like that KJ jingle that we heard earlier. There's one little turn of phrase Tony has, some silly thing he says, or some ridiculous story, and that is the basis of all these derivative things that I do. So thank you for listening to me, and let's get together soon.
And when Coldplay was doing that terrible thing, and it was just sort of diving over nowhere, then Bruno Mars came out and
He's absolutely saved it.
I was like, good Lord, why don't you just get rid of the other guys and let him do his thing?
Coldplay is the homeless man's U2. They're just not.
I have a friend of mine who says it's music to kill yourself by.
Yeah.
Come up to meet you.
the star, running in circles, coming up tails, heads on a science apart. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part. Nobody said back to the star.
Standing on